Good morning. We're continuing with Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Tzayin. We're looking at Siman Tes, where the Chayyim talks about a person's making coffee on Shabbos in the context of the concern of Borer. Excuse me. So they used to take grinds and they put the grinds in the coffee. They'd pour the water over the grinds, and they would let it brew. Then they would drink. So you have the grinds sitting in the bottom of the cup. So as you drink, you are separating out the coffee, which is the liquid coffee, the liquid from the grinds, which is absolutely, so you're taking the good from the bad. It's not a problem, but if you put some type of a filter there to block the grinds from coming out, so you're using a kli to separate the good from the bad, it's going to be usur. So what can you do? He says that if you're planning to use it, if you're taking from if you do it la'alter, so arguably it's going to be mutter. The Chayyim is not sure. Maybe it's like using the cup of the kli to separate. So the answer is just take the liquid which is not in the teruvis. We can look at the liquid. Upper layer of the liquid is clear. There's no grinds there, etc. It's not in a state of teruvis with the grinds. Just the coffee, which is lower down, which is sitting amidst the grinds, that's going to be a problem. So if you just pour off the top part, you're not doing burr at all. It's not in a state of teruvis. The burr only starts when you get close to the bottom. Then you're extracting the coffee from the grinds, which is the good from the bad, but if you use the lip of the kli to prevent the grinds from coming out, it's like using a kli to do burr. That's a problem. If you're not using it for immediate use, it's going to be a problem anyway. So, kishasayin kavi, so the chayadim, when you're drinking coffee, tzichim lizor shlo yishpach kol atzolo min hakava hashachuk, you shouldn't pour off all of the clear part on top from the place where the grinds are. The habi kibarka, that's bar. Mikoshken, kishenu shayisa achsha brak, mishamasan, baba yam, for sure, this is true. In the case of a person who's planning to drink it later in the day, like some saw in Piskei Mishnah in the number 16, that he says it would indicate that the Chayyim holds that even if you do it for immediate use, it's usur. Saying, but so much more so if you want to use it for later on. But even for immediate use, it's usur because it's considered perfectly. And he points out that the Mishnah points out that from other poskim, Magen Rum, etc., is masha. This is called ber b'yad. So for good use, taking the good from the bad for immediate use would be mutter according to them. The issue is only if you're doing it for later on. But according to the Chayyim, even if you're doing it immediately, it's considered using a kli to separate, which is also. If you use some type of a filter, it's for sure going to be problematic. Even for immediate use, a filter is usur. And arguably, it's going to be chayiv as well. So, a person has to be careful not to do that. Nowadays, most people do not do this. But let's say they use a coffee bag or a tea bag. So you have in some type of a paper bag, which allows liquid in, but doesn't allow the grinds out. So, is it mutter to use these on Shabbos or Yom Tov? So the first question obviously the person has to grapple with right away is there bishul involved? You're cooking the tea leaves, you're cooking the coffee beans, even though they've been roasted. We hold yesh bishul achar tzli, even that the malach of bishul applies, even if it's been roasted beforehand. So the argument that it's bishul is not a concern because the fact that it's roasted beforehand is not correct. The etzah would be to do this in a klisheni or a klishlishi. So you have no problems with bishul. But the problem you have a problem is you want to use a tea bag. Now, there are, before we go to that, there are persons which are concerned about bishul because we look at tea leaves, let's say it's kali bishul, things which cook easily, things which cook easily are usur. The cliche is not mavashal, but these type of things are mavashal. What about a cliche shlishi? So this is the machloikas. Whether in the case of a cliche shlishi, by something which is kali bishul, is that a problem? The Chazish is machmer in that regard, and he says it's a problem. Kali bishul can cook even in such a cliche shlishi. So some people are machmer in that situation. So a person wants to use raw coffee beans, not supposed to instant coffee, which is a whole different thing. So we'll address the bishul problem, and now we need to address the burr problem. Mr. Shem, the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.